everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the homosexual hockey bromance of heated rivalry, Franklin the Turtle and Sabrina Carpenter standing up to Trump, Kim Kardashian soft launching her Neuralink brand deal, and who made the cut on our 2025 Spotify Wraps. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Oh my goodness gracious, hello.
I thought you were going to say, Becky, look at her butt.
Becky, look at her butt. Oh, I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Did they ever
that's the Glee version.
I was gonna say, did they ever do, we were both going to Glee. Did they ever do a Glee version of Baby Got Back with Becky from Glee?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That would have been, that should have been the moment.
Right?
Darren Chris saying to Becky, oh, my God, Becky. That should have been.
Look at her butt.
That should have been it. Is there still time to redo it?
You know Mr. Shu would have been singing Baby Got Back.
Well, it was famously Darren Chris.
Oh, he sang it? They did cover it?
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl stalks in, it's Darren.
Who was he singing it about?
I don't know, but I'm surprised it's not in my Spotify Wrapped. I'm not going to lie to you. Because
Kevin on the line.
Very often, I like to troll the viewers with a little bit of, you guys, I have the perfect song for this moment. And then it starts with that. And the collective groan.
You know, I guess it didn't make my Glee 10.
Oh, it definitely made mine. Honey. Oh. Well, I feel like we already dipped our pinky toe into it. Should we talk Spotify Wrapped? It's the biggest day of the year for you.
Well, first, I thought you wanted to give the children a warning.
Warning! What?
If you're listening to this episode, it is likely that if you go to mine or Tyler's Instagram that you can vote in this year's Psychobabble Awards. You'll see all the nominees. You can just click to tap to vote, and then we will tally the votes and we'll go over the nominees and the winners in the episode after this one.
So this episode, if you are listening when this episode goes live, it is imperative that you head on over to our stories right now. The votes. And you know what? I will not.
If you're in line.
Yes. Stay in line.
Stay in line.
If you're in line, stay in line. Stop the count. No more hanging chads. Get your vote in. Stop it.
Rock the vote.
Pokemon, go to the polls.
Yes.
Et cetera.
Okay, anyways. So now what were you saying? Spotify Wrapped? Yes, I'll talk about it.
It's Corey's favorite day of the year. And you know what? If I have to hear a one more year of Corey saying, you know what? Controversial opinion, but I love it when people post their Spotify Wrapped. I like to see what you listen to. Please post it. Corey posts that every year.
I started, okay, well, this is off on a tangent for a minute, but I started a habit tracker, and I'm tracking for December, and I'm like making sure I'm on my best behavior, and I'm doing things for myself, and I set timers.
What's the habit?
Like running, writing, journaling, exercising, reading, you know,
good stuff. The way you're infinitely a better human than I.
But then when I was reading about how to change some behaviors, I read that when you're doing a habit tracker, you should also track your bad habits to like make sure you're not doing things.
Ooh.
So anyways, I put limited social media on my habit tracker, and I've given myself an hour total a day for both Instagram and TikTok. So it knows if I'm in either of those apps, it's counting toward the hour. Anyway, I already told myself, I said, you have permission to go over an hour on Instagram today if you want to really soak in everybody's content. Everybody's wrapped. If you want to read about your friend's most played songs.
Good for you.
And I think that's okay. I think my therapist told me a long time ago, it's healthy. When I was running every day for 2 years, my therapist was like, it's okay to take a day off. So I've let myself know that it's okay that I go over my hour time limit today.
And you know what that is? Growth.
Growth.
Yes. Well, that
with that being said,
Corey, do you find more glee in seeing your own Spotify Wrapped or other people's? I feel like you already kind of know what's going to be on yours.
This year was hard, though. I felt like, and Spotify made it. I don't know if it was there and now it's not. Maybe it's just on your phone. They had it at first where you could see the total number of songs, times you actually listen to the songs. Man, some of the songs on my list were like barely listened to 10 times. 75 songs out of my 100, I had listened to 30 times or less, which I think is insane.
Yeah, I'm curious. But, I don't know if I saw mine in that way. Oh, I see it right now. My most listened song is 23 listens.
What?
Well, you know what? I listen to music nonstop all day, every day, but...
You mix it up.
But I listen to... Nothing stays in rotation longer than a month. So, like, you know.
Yeah, that's fair. I topped out number one Love Drug Lady Gaga 93 times.
Whoa. Okay.
I thought, here we go. A friend asked me yesterday to predict my top five because I had like taken a guess at it last year, the day before. And I did pretty good. I said, I can't pick the five. And I said, but I could probably guess my top 10. And I got a lot of them correct. I thought it was interesting because it didn't feel like a year of albums for me. The only two albums I really loved were Mayhem and Demi Lovato's album, It's Not That Deep. Both of those albums had a ton of songs from them in my most listened to.
My biggest albums, well, my number one album was FKA Twigs. Little Twiglet checking in. I didn't mean for it to happen, but somehow it did. LSDXOXO, do you even know who that is?
Nope.
Okay. An album that I love by him with... Oh, I accidentally just pushed play on it. An album that I love by him, every song, zero skips, I love. It's kind of like sexy, groovy Prince meets a little bit like, with a little bit of EDM and Kim Petras slut pop vibe. I don't know how else to describe it. It's like, I'll send it to you. You should listen to it. And then One Tablespoon, who I love and who I saw when we were at, well, I don't know what festival that was in San Francisco. What festival was that? Where we didn't
Portola.
See each other. Yes, Portola.
Portola.
Who I got to see live at Portola. Who else was hot this year for me? Unfortunately, two of my top five albums were like, my number one was Stardew Lo-Fi, whatever the hell. And so, like,
damn.
Yeah, I was a little annoyed. I hate when that happens. But I also,
yeah, it was.
I don't want the ability to edit it because then everybody will just be curating what they think is desirable to be perceived as.
Yeah, I think for me, it's like when I was trying to guess the songs yesterday, I was like, I feel like so many songs I was obsessed with for like 2 weeks and then moved on. So I was like, I felt like everything was really going to be spread out. I think Gaga benefited because her album came out in March. So Mayhem did have five songs in my top 10.
Wow. Mayhem was my number four album of the year, which is actually pretty impressive for me. I didn't think it would like make an appearance.
Also, did you see Spotify did the little thing with, it was like a deep dive into the files at the very end of it. And okay. It said like, this day was the day you listened to the most diverse music. This day was the day you listened to the most music. It had little things like that. It said the day I spent the most time listening to music was my birthday.
Oh.
it was like a work day and the Gaga album had just come out. So I was like, well, this makes sense. And then I had people over that evening. So I had music on in my apartment. So I'm like, well, I guess that tracks. But what a good day to have listened to the most music.
Yes, a gift to yourself.
Yes, and
yeah, my My top albums, Eusexua, Stardew and Chill, Mega City 1000, which is One Tablespoon, Mayhem, Lady Gaga, and the Acrylla album. But I don't think you even know who Acrylla is either. It's all in Espanol.
I don't know half the things you're saying.
Yep. Okay. Great. Yeah. I mean, I need to look at the, you know, how they make a little playlist. I don't see a lot of repeat offenders, though. I vaguely remember, I think this may have been my number one song last year, Bejo Interlude by Earth, Wind & Fire. It's number four this year for me.
That's, don't call it a comeback.
Well, I love, as they say. It's the first song on my 70s album, or I mean my 70s playlist. So anytime I start my 70s playlist, it starts with that and shuffles from there. So I'm kind of like, well, that sucks that like I... Well, not sucks, but I kind of poison the well in that way, because it's like, okay, well, if I ever listen to that playlist, it's,
you can push the shuffle button and then you can push play and it won't necessarily play the first song.
I know, but that's the best song to start with, because it's a perfect song. So maybe it's right that it's in my top five, because I do consider it a perfect song.
Yeah, my top artists, Gaga, Maggie Rogers, Redacted, Demi Lovato, L. Coves. If you're not on the L. Coves train, get there. Top albums, Mayhem, It's Not That Deep, Redacted, Heard It in a Past Life by Maggie Rogers, and Virgin by Lorde.
Okay. Yes.
It was a year for the girls. There's never a man in my top.
Yeah, I'm not too upset about my Spotify Wrapped. And I did see that our Spotify Wrapped came out for the podcast. Thank you to our listeners. If we make an appearance on your top five, you know, playlists or whatever, tag us. I'm going to be reposting. But thank you to our listeners. Thank you for keeping us in your ears. My number one podcast of the year was This Might Get Weird. Yeah, I'm a fan. Yeah, I'm a stan.
Paul love it.
Yes.
Paul love it. When do you listen to their pod?
Anytime I'm on a long drive. I love queuing a couple up and really catching up. Or honestly, I don't know if this feels like friendship cheating, but like if I am headed to, for example, if I am headed to dinner with Mamrie and Grace and it's on the other side of town and I have a 40-minute drive, I will listen to the latest episode.
You're like, let me pre-catch up on the friendship.
It does feel like a pre-catch up. It's like, let me get the groundwork for what's going on in y'all's lives. So I kind of feel like, but then in the middle of dinner, I have to say 10 times like, oh, I know that. Because you talked about that on the podcast. Yeah, I'm a cheater.
Yeah. I when people say they listen to like podcasts or audiobooks when they're cooking, I'm just always like, I mean, granted, I'm cooking for one. I'm like, I'm in and out of my kitchen in 15 minutes, and I don't want to pause an episode, and I don't want to stop in the middle of a chapter. So it's like, I can't do that while I'm cooking.
I get it.
And I can't have them on in the background while I'm working. Not like I can with music.
Yeah, I'm not trying to listen to a podcast while I'm working out. No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no. I do have, before we move on to December, which is kind of where we're at, I do need to take a little final lap of November, because something happened at the Thanksgiving Macy's Day Parade or whatever that needs to be discussed.
Okay.
Did you see the video of the dancers?
You think I've ever watched the Macy's Day's Thanksgiving Parade? Those people aren't even singing.
Okay, well,
they're just lip syncing to 15 seconds of their song, and that pisses me off.
On the Discord, if you go to episode topic ideas, there is a link to this. I posted it there, and it is a video of like high school or maybe college dancers, like a dancing crew.
Wait, dancing in poop.
Dancing in piles of horse shit.
Okay. Okay, wait. I did see that.
And it's they are dancing. First of all, they're dancing to a Lady Gaga mega mix.
It's giving Irish jig in these streets.
Yes, yes.
She is giving drag those toes through that shit.
Ow, ow. Yeah, and for some reason they're all barefoot. Okay. And global warming. Where is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? It's in New York City, honey. It's in November. Because are they not cold? Are these little piggies not cold?
It's live.
Well,
it's live.
Their toes are out, and they are doing a some type of choreographed interpretive dance experience to the Gaga Mega Mix. All I remember is there's art pop going on. They're all give me the thing that I love, and you see the toes in the horse poop. It's because where they're performing. Previously, there were horses walking around through the parade and shitting, and none of it got picked up. It's like, remember the early internet viral video of the grape stomping?
Yes.
I thought that's where this was going, because it's a very furious, you know, tap dance type of movement, but in a very squishy, slippery, slimy platform. But they were troopers. The show went on. They gave it their all, and nobody fell. So,
I feel like horses just shit whenever they want. Like most other animals, mammals, I feel like they like a little privacy. They'll go around. They'll go by a bush. They'll go like out of the way. Horses just shit wherever.
Well, I do find that the dogs, when I'm walking them. I think they know that the most vulnerable moment they have in their lives is when they're trying to shit. And so the way they look around, like, okay, this is the moment where I might die. So I'm always like, don't worry. I'm keeping guard, little mama. Horses, they don't have to worry about that. They don't care. They'll kick.
Listen. They will kick. Listen, there's a poke gym a few blocks from my house that I like to go to get my raids in and to fight the gym and to put my Pokemon there. And it's on like a corner lot for the street, and it's got this like built up embankment with like bricks, and then it's all like plants and stuff. But I'm like, you can sit on the bricks. They're along the sidewalk, you know. It's okay. It's where I chill while I'm fighting. The other night I'm there, it's starting to get a little dark, and this guy's like walking toward me with his big dog. It's like a full-size Aussie, so I guess medium-sized dog. And I'm like, and he's sniffing around, and I'm like, is it about to shit right here on the sidewalk? He lets the dog leap up into the embankment, which is somebody's like property, by the way. It's got plants and all that shit in there. The dog's like sniffing around, and he like immediately apologizes to me because, like I said, I'm kind of sitting on the wall. The dog comes up directly behind me and starts peeing. So I have to get up and scooch down. And then he's even more apologetic. I'm like, I don't think your dog should be up there to begin with.
Well, let this be a lesson. There's no ground outside that's not covered in piss. I know I've said it before.
Yes. Yes. But I'm saying this embankment is so tall that when I'm like, it's like I'm lean sitting, you know, when you do like a little lean sit.
Okay.
Lean sit.
Sure.
It just leapt right up into those bushes. I thought, all right. Okay. Well, I guess we're peeing anywhere.
Yeah. I saw on Pop Crave. You know what? Elena posted this on the Discord. A Pop Crave story about a raccoon. Did you see this?
No, but I love raccoons.
Okay. A raccoon that broke into a liquor store in Virginia. And was drinking and breaking bottles and whatever. I don't even know. There's a picture attached. I don't know if this is the real damage or if this is just like an associated image of like broken bottles. I don't even know what's AI anymore. But there's broken bottles everywhere. Presumably the raccoon's fault. And then it says that they found the raccoon passed out in the bathroom.
Damn. Breaking Dishes by Rihanna.
A classic
raccoon version.
Yes. Would you prefer they make their way to the bathroom, or is outside okay? Like, what do you want from an animal?
Raccoons have to be like inches away from being fully domesticated, right?
I don't know. Inches.
They got to be the next animal ready to go.
I would have a raccoon. I guess I would. I would like. Well, I just. I don't know how it came on my recommended videos on YouTube, but there was a video from like a decade ago of me collaborating with this possum masseuse, and she's teaching me how to massage a possum. And I was like, there are things in my past that I have memory hold that are no longer. And so I clicked it, and it's like a 20-minute video of me massaging a possum's tail.
It was on. It was on Top That.
I know. I watched it again. Anyway, I feel prepared to house a raccoon. I know how to.
Is a raccoon a possum's play cousin?
They're definitely. They go to the same school. They're not segregated in that way. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Mood.com. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that is revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges. From sleepless nights to stress-filled days, Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. They'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code Babbel, B-A-B-B-L-E. I have tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it is wild how different each one feels. Like, they're sleepy time gummies. They knock me out in about 15 minutes flat with no hangover, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing. And then the epic euphoria gummies, they are perfect for those days when nothing is going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your crappy mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in the dispensary or anywhere for that matter. And they have gummies for literally everything: immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal, and each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on a small family-owned American farm. No pesticides, no BS, and they can ship to most states in the U.S. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners also get 20% off their first order with the code Babbel, B-A-B-B-L-E. So head to mood.com and browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and then find the perfect gummy for whatever you are dealing with. And remember, use promo code Babbel at checkout to save 20% on your first order. Thank you so much, mood.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Uncommon Goods. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, do not panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts that you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Plus, Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. I collect salt and pepper shakers, so the first thing I search for on a website is salt and pepper shaker, and oh my god, they have the cutest selection. If you have a friend or a loved one that you need to get a gift for, and they have a pet, okay, like a cat or a dog, or a very specific breed, perhaps, they have choose your own dog breed salt and pepper shakers. Oh my God, they're adorable. Oh my God, they're kind of perfect. And I'm looking at all of the different categories of gifts that you can get. There are categories for every kind of interest that somebody might have: card games, puzzles, snacks, self-care, relaxation, pickleball, gardening, books, accessories, engineering, science, history, whatever somebody in your life loves. They have you covered for a personalized, unique gift. They're going to help you out. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, and you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Plus, with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. So they've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So this holiday season, do not wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/babble. That's uncommongoods.com/babble, B-A-B-B-L-E, for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer, Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. Thank you so much, Uncommon Goods, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of animals.
Sure.
Did you hear the bad news?
Franklin the turtle?
Claude the alligator.
Okay. Who is that?
Well, I know most of you listeners might not know Claude the alligator, but Claude was an albino alligator here in San Francisco. He lived at the Academy of Sciences for 17 years. RIP. Dead this week.
Aww.
What do they do with the big old dead albino alligator, by the way? He was huge.
Limited edition nuggets.
I'd seen him in person multiple times. I think they had a camera. You could go to their site and just check him out during the day.
Dead. You know,
dead at 17.
My family went on a trip when I was very little to Florida, and we went to Disney and blah, blah, blah. And I have a memory of eating, I don't know if it was alligator or crocodile nuggets, and thinking, this tastes just like a chicken nugget. And I don't know if it was just like, you know, like on the menu it says alligator nuggets, and then it's like actually just chicken or something. You know, something fun to be named for kids. Are we allowed to be eating the alligator? And can you eat an albino alligator?
I think you can, but I don't fuck with alligators at all. I think they're terrifying.
Yeah.
I think they will fuck you up if given the chance.
Yes.
I think they are all muscle and mouth.
Okay.
And tail.
Okay. Yeah. You're not just thinking that, you're knowing that.
I don't like it. I saw Lake Placid growing up. I don't like it.
So are you celebrating the death of Claude, or are you?
I poured one out.
You poured one out.
It was all over the news.
Local.
Everyone poured one out.
Okay. Well, shit. Rip. Why?
All the other towns have fun things like monkeys with guns and raccoons and liquor stores. All we have is a dead gator.
Well, it could be worse. Sucks. I feel like in San Francisco, that was where the first monkey in Planet of the Apes, wasn't it?
Didn't the monkey notoriously walk out but see the Statue of Liberty under sand?
Yes, but no. the monkey famously escaped the lab and went up to the,
Muir Woods.
Muir Woods, I think.
That makes sense. That would be a good place. If monkeys like climbing trees, we do have some tall, tall trees.
Okay, Miss Thing.
Hey, speaking of woods and trees,
sure.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I know we talked about Wicked for Good. Did you see Lego made a Wicked Lego set of the Elphaba and Fearow wood sex scene?
Oh, with the cardigan.
Well, I don't think she's got the cardigan, but Lego is selling Lego Wicked set. Let me get the name right. Elphaba's Retreat building set.
Honestly,
and it comes with her and him.
That sounds great, though I do think they would make more money, since that's what they're all about, if they did like an Emerald City. Hello, Lego
Wicked.
It comes with the
woods. It comes with Fearow. It comes with Elphaba, two rabbits, a carrot. a teapot, a book. Maybe that's the Grimmery.
Not the Grimmery.
What are you? Are you buying the Elphabet sex Lego set for your children?
No, no, I am not. No.
All right.
But I am on the website right now, and honestly, I think I'm on a. Is there? They all look like, you know, like pre-Lego for like younger than Lego building age. You know, like building like, block.
A little bit bigger so you don't get it stuck in your nose or swallow a hand. Yes.
So I'm like, where's the Lego set for me for Wicked? I'm not seeing it. I'm looking around.
You could get the woodland set and add it to your Christmas village.
Oh, no, I don't think I'll be doing that. Thank you, though. No. Okay.
Forget it.
No.
Fuck my drag, I guess.
No, I did see... oh, my God, I went to Costco the other day. First of all, I'm not built for Costco. I don't have the patience. I don't have... I almost snapped 5 times. People that don't understand the flow of traffic of you know the oversized XXXL carts. We really need a bit of flow, and we really need people to understand what's going on and where they should be and where they should not leave their cart. Blah blah blah. I don't have it in me. I couldn't handle it. I needed to be walking ahead and I'll meet you at the end of the aisle.
People without social awareness exist. Good, I guess. How lucky to not be trapped in your own brain worrying about others.
I did think while I was there, I was like, damn, it must be so nice to
freeing.
to just not care and just to be stupid. I think if I really want to evolve my little brain, what I really need to do is let go of everything and just not care about anything.
How do we smooth out some of these ridges?
Mine?
Honey, both of ours.
They're smooth. They're smooth. Oh, speaking of smooth ridges. Okay. Now, tell me if I'm falling down a little bit of a QAnon hole, okay? If I'm becoming a conspiracy theorist, if I'm seeing through the cracks of a system as something that I'm making up in my head. Miss Kim Kardashian, now I know you hate to talk about her, but she says she failed the bar, blah, 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 blah. I feel like this is a setup. I feel like...
Wait. Wasn't there something in the news this week where she had her brainwaves measured?
Yes.
And they told her a little slower than the rest?
Kim Kardashian learned that this week that she has low brain activity. Bitch, me too the fuck. Low brain activity in her frontal lobe. She got a scan in the latest episode of The Kardashians. Quote, this just can't be. Not accepting. I got to get on a plan to really figure this out because I have shit to do this summer. Okay. Well, okay.
You think this is a partnership with AI incoming?
I don't know what it is, but I know there's no world where this is a plot point on the Kardashians and they're not going to figure it out with some type of pyramid scheme, money laundering, whatever the fuck. Hashtag ad.
Wasn't Musk wanting to put microchips in people?
That's what I'm saying. This feels like, okay, if I know I have a Crocs brand deal coming up, okay, let me lay the groundwork by saying, man, I really need some shoes that are comfortable, they breathe easy, and I'm always stepping in puddles, and I need to really not have to worry about them getting soggy. I could really use shoes like that, okay? That post goes live 3 days before my announcement of the brand deal with Crocs, okay? Well... say I have a Neuralink brand deal coming up in 1 month, and I really need to let the people know that I have low brain activity, and I am a candidate for a little bit of something.
Maybe I think she's been letting us know she has low brain activity for years.
Well, it became a PR story this week. the press release went out this week. The low brain activity is official. So what is the end game here? Is she going to be proof of the pudding of a Neuralink? They're going to put the chip in, a chip in the brain, and what? Or is it going to be like, you know, oh, I started taking these
Vita gummies,
and then she passes the bar. Okay. So,
well,
I don't know how it's going to turn out, but my conspiracy theorist tinfoil hat is on. This would not be a talking point on the TV show if it weren't able to be turned into something for the pile of gold.
All right. You heard it here first.
So yes.
Hey, are you watching Heated Rivalry?
Oh, I watched episode one. I kind of reached my limit. I was like, you know what? Let me stretch this out. You know, I like to take forever if something's like airing live. So I watched the first episode. A lot of, it was horny ass. As hell. A lot of thick ass. God. Honey. Big fat, thick, fat, juicy, plump, big, round, juicy, plump ass. I was seated. I was like, oh, I guess I'm an ass man.
Fat, thick, juicy, plump. You heard it here first.
Yeah, well, hockey really, really makes it big for the girls.
Yes. If you don't know, there's a new show on HBO. I don't know why I'm rhyming so much. Heated Rivalry, to hockey players on rival teams jerking it in the showers.
Oh.
Fucking after the tournament in the hotel room.
Stroking their hockey cockies. And
sucking each other off while their head blocks the one's dick, but the camera angles from behind of the caked up Russian, and his ass is fat, thick, and juicy plump.
Fat, thick, and juicy plump. Now, that's only in the first episode, so I haven't seen the second episode. No spoilers.
Oof. Well, they go from side play to anal. Spoiler.
Oh. Okay, so do we get a douching scene? Is there any?
He's all.
Do they discuss all prep? What's going on,
Mama? He's all blowing him and touching his hole, and then the one guy's getting all squirming. He's like, "Oh, you think me playing with your hole makes you gay?" And then he replies, "I have a dildo."
Oh, that was in episode one.
Oh, was it?
I think.
Well, maybe you saw more than what you remember.
It all blurred.
I watched the first two episodes back to back. It just blurred together. It was like a 90-minute. It was like porn with a plot.
Some of the best porn has a plot, you know. But it was. I saw that it's based on a book. Yeah.
It's based on a book. Yes.
Written by a woman.
Written by a lady.
A lady, and I did see a lot of discussion this week. I feel like we are living in a time loop, because it's like, how many times are we going to have the discussion about gay characters and if a straight person can play them and if who can audition for what? And well, it's actually, you can't ask in an audition if they're gay or straight. So like everyone needs to be able to blah, 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 you know, blah, 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 blah. We had this conversation with Glee. We had this conversation with Showstopper. We had this conversation with blah, 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 blah.
I saw the director was like, it's none of your business.
Well, I mean, it kind of is my business. And you know what? They're grown adults. I know it's like, oh, protect them. With Showstopper, it was like, oh, these are really young people still figuring out their identities.
What is Showstopper?
Isn't that called Showstopper? Heartstopper. Have I been calling it?
Oh, I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, you want to know why I keep saying Showstopper? I'm watching Great British Bake Off. Speaking of gays, my God.
Well,
yes, I'm watching Great British Bake Off, and they just had Cookie Week.
You're watching the current season?
I don't know. I've never known. I will accidentally fall into a Great British Bake Off season, never finish it.
I love it. I love it.
Of course.
I watched it weekly. I couldn't wait for it to come out.
Okay.
I love Prue's big, colorful, plastic, chunky jewelry and her lipstick to match.
Oh, that would be a good Halloween costume, Prue and...
Oh, and, oh, for sure.
What's his name?
You could
Paul
get
Hollywood.
couples costume, me and you, dibs on Prue.
Or that,
you're being Paul Hollywood for
or,
sure.
Or no, the goth host.
Nigel?
I don't know. I like that woman host now. I don't know if they're officially hosts. Yeah, they're hosts.
Yeah, Allison. Allison is
She's
wonderful.
Great. Love her. I'm like, I want to hang with her.
Allison's the best thing to happen to that show in years.
I know why you think that because of who she
truly delightful. Truly delightful. Back, I love her.
Back to this bitch that had a lot to say about me in the press.
In fact, Allison for Mother of the Year. There, sure. I said it.
Put it down. Heated rivalry. Yes. I like it, and I will be seated and watching. I'm hoping for more gays. I want them to push the envelope. In the big year of 2025, it's not enough to see a little bit of ass eating. Let's incorporate fisting. Why not? Let's a whole episode about sounding with the hockey stick. Let's fucking go. Take me there.
I feel like they showed a little bit of pubes in a couple episodes, in one of the first two episodes.
Well, it's
I
the year Bush of the Bush. Sure. It's the year of the Bush. Sorry that they're on theme for the year.
They're hot. They're both hot.
I did see another piece of queer media this week. Have you seen the movie Plain Clothes?
No, on my list, though. No spoilers.
You should watch it. It
Russell Tovey?
Yes, and other people. I don't know who, but but it was definitely like more queer art than like gay softcore porn. So
I watched a gay film this week. Did you see Twinless?
No, I didn't. But people have been talking about it. You told me a little bit about it on we did our Patreon monthly live stream, and we were discussing. You were saying Dylan O'Brien.
I thought Dylan O'Brien did what needed to be done. I thought he really showed the range playing two twin brothers who were very different from each other. That's all I'm going to say on that.
Okay.
But he also gets as naked as these boys do in Heated Rivalry.
Okay. Hole.
He's topping from multiple angles.
Well, great. Good.
Delightful.
Stretch a hamstring.
he gets his pig suckled on.
Oh, okay.
If you're into that.
Okay.
Well, anyway, yeah, cool.
And I do have a couple things that just a quick hot topic that I know is important to our listeners. Millie Bobby Brown has revealed she's changed her name. After marrying Jake Bon Jovi. Now, I know we laugh. I know we giggle. And I know we have a good time with Miss Maleficent Bobby Browneth Bon Jovi. However, let it be known. New name, quote, it's just Millie Bonnie Bon Jovi.
No.
That's it. Period.
No. Millie Bonnie Bon Jovi?
First of all, I thought it was Bobby. And I'm having deja vu that we've had this exact conversation before, but it's Bonnie, not Bobby. When did Bobby come into play?
Listen, I don't like this as much as I don't like the outfit they had her in the first four episodes of the new season of Stranger Things.
I'm not watching it. Sorry. I'm
she's trying to give Bran from the Goonies as a teen, and it's not working.
Well,
okay, I said my piece.
Millie Bonnie Bon Jovi, and then Millie Bon Bon for short.
No, you're lying.
I'm not lying.
This is AI.
You're right that I don't know what's AI anymore, and I am the disseminator of
Instagram?
AI fake news. It's
Does
on
she have Instagram?
It's on Popbase. There's a link on the Discord.
Well, great. I'm trying to Google quickly, and I typed Billy Bobby Brown.
And where did that take you?
Nowhere.
Mm. Well,
I'm Googling new Billy Bobby Brown name. Here it is. USA Today, a reputable source.
Well,
gotta get rid of some ads. It's just Millie Bonnie Bon Jovi. That's it. Millie Bon Bon, she said in the interview.
Millie Bon Bon. It's a no for me. Top. Sorry, Millie. It's over. Go back to where we need you to be. And that's Millie Bonnie Bon Brown. Millie Bobby Brown. Millie Bonnie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi. Roll I'm off just the tongue.
Her, I'm calling her Bon 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 Jovi.
Millie Bon Bon. Shake your Millie Bon. Yes.
Christina Milian?
Christina Milian. Who is Christina Milian?
Okay, and what else is on your list?
We have big news for Franklin the Turtle. I tried to get us there earlier, but you kind of denied me.
Okay, well, that would have been a good segue from alligator to turtle.
I tried to, and then you were all...
They go to the same school, as you well know.
Well, Franklin the Turtle... The U.S. government made used AI to make like a generated image of Franklin the Turtle shooting bombs at boats and posted it from an official U.S. government a Twitter account, and so Franklin the Turtle IP official had to put out a statement that Franklin stands against war crimes and things of this nature.
crazy how quickly even Franklin the Turtle spoke up before Redacted did about them using one of her songs. And I've been laughing for 3 minutes because I thought the first time you brought this up using Snap and Turla.
Franklin the Turtle, Snap and the Turtle. What?
Snap you know, that is a Snap and Turla. Don't you know about... Don't you know about Snap and Turla?
Snap and Turla?
Yeah.
Bend and Snap and Turla?
Isn't there a video or a meme of some old woman trying to say, that's a Snap and Turla?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. The turtle maybe is on a rock or something. But honestly, is it AI? I don't know. We are officially, actually, this is important. Just for historical purposes, if you're listening to this episode in the future, as of like this month, this week, all things on the internet could be fake because AI has passed the threshold. No image or video is any more reliable. Proof is no longer visible to the eye. Anything can be generated from AI. We are in a new era of human existence. I don't like it.
Did I tell you? My mom sent me a really bad video of a fake pimple popping baby doll and thought it was real and said, "Who would buy that?" And I had to reply, "Mom, that's AI."
First of all, I would buy that.
It was giving Cabbage Patch Kid with the same like plastic face, and then it was giving. Didn't they have those like pimple popping sheets at one point where you could like get?
I have.
Okay, it was giving that on a Cabbage Patch doll's face.
Perfect.
Sign you up.
Perfect. I kind of need a couple. I know you said Redacted didn't speak up about the use of her music. Well, Sabrina Carpenter did. Because
there's been a lot of people who did immediately.
Well, yeah, the government posted a video of like a montage of ICE arresting people and used a Sabrina Carpenter song. And she replied real quick and said, "Don't ever fucking do that with my music, blah, 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 blah." Yeah, it's real easy to say something to do something, but so it makes it pretty obvious when somebody doesn't.
Correct and such.
And such. Well, that's everything for me.
All right. Well, then we will take this moment to remind you children again to go visit mine and Tyler's Instagrams. There should be stories available for you to vote and see all the nominees for the 2025 Psychobabble Awards. And we will reveal the full list of nominees and the winners next week on the pod.
Yes, so go vote right now. Viewer's choice decides the winner. Get on in there. Okay, Corey, where can people find you?
Bitch, you can find me. You can find me. Yeah, I don't know. Probably reviewing people's Spotify raps. You know, I love that.
Actually,
shit.
That is where you could probably find Corey.
That's actually where I'm going to be this week.
You can find me doing the watermelon crawl, all in some horse shit.
Dang,
I've been sending you a lot of watermelon crawl TikToks. You get?
I love it.
Yeah. Well.
You know that's one of my favorite dances. Five favorite dances.
I know. I had to explain why I was sending it to you. I said, well, that's Corey's dance. That's Corey's move.
That's me.
Okay. Later.
Bye.